Talking now with John Riles, Midwest Farm Shows. John, we saw each other not that long ago in Tulsa, but now we're here in Oklahoma City. Your family has been Midwest Farm Shows over the years, and you've had a long relationship with both of these shows, as well as several others that you've had. Tell us a little bit about this year's Tulsa show, kind of in a review, a retrospect.
Yeah, well, you know, it has come quickly since we had the show in February, and as you know, we generally run that show in early December. And that was really when things were peaking in Oklahoma as far as cases and a lot of concerns. So we made that decision in November to push the show out to February, which really turned out to be the right decision. I mean, things calmed down a little bit, and we were happy to have what was a good show. We were, you know, anytime you move a show, it's not helpful for your attendees, it's not helpful for your exhibitors, but we had a great show, all things considered. So we're happy to be here in Oklahoma on the original dates. You know, we always run this show in April. We did have to move this show to June last year, so it's a nice feeling to be kind of a little bit more on solid footing with our original dates. And, you know, I think people are getting out and about a little bit more, and, you know, people are vaccinated. So we're hoping things are starting to get back more towards normal. We're not there yet, obviously, but it feels like we're moving in the right direction.
And you are continuing to have to kind of cooperate. You want to cooperate no matter what, but yeah. You're having to cooperate as far as some social distancing within the building and like.
Yeah, you know, we're adapting to really what the requirements are. Of who we're working with, and so here we're socially distancing. Obviously, people that are here, we've got some layout changes that allow the exhibitors to be further apart, so putting some space in between them, and then masks are typically required. And so those are the typical guidelines that we're used to, and that's what we'll be implementing here in Oklahoma City.
You're one of several companies around the United States that are active in actually promoting and hosting this type of an event, a farm show, farm and ranch show across the country. Some of your peers have had a tough time because they've had to cancel quite a few shows.
Yeah, you know, cancellations and rescheduling has really hit this industry pretty hard. We run six events from November through April. That's kind of our show season. And out of our six events, we did have to cancel one in Peoria, Illinois. Illinois, just environment, it wasn't possible to have a show. We originally rescheduled it and then canceled it. But our shows in South Dakota, we were able to host those shows, and that went pretty well. Lots of changes, but all in all, it went pretty well. And then we rescheduled Tulsa. And then we ran a show in Iowa here, the Hawkeye Farm Show, in early March, which went pretty well. And so now we're kind of wrapping up our show season. So for us, it's certainly been impactful. It's made it more difficult to run these events, but we're fortunate to have run five out of our six. There's certainly some people that have canceled the show now, all of their shows or major association-type events that, and some have canceled 2 years in a row. So. We feel fortunate, but it's been a tough year.
I know that, you know, the March of 2020 through really the first part of this year has truly been the time of Zoom.
Yeah.
And these virtual meetings. If you didn't cancel, you probably ended up doing something virtually. I know there's been some attempts to do some of those kind of things in a virtual platform. A quote-unquote farm show, but it's still there's nothing like actually seeing and talking to the reps and actually handling the equipment that you potentially may want to use on your operation.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've certainly seen some people, some groups do the Zoom-type meetings, and I think those are generally more association-type shows where they might have a, you know, an annual banquet that they typically have with a lot of presenters and maybe some business that they need to tend to. But, you know, what we do is really geared towards having a lot of equipment, things to show, and large equipment. And so for us, that really hasn't been an option that we considered. Doesn't mean it couldn't work in certain situations, but we're really focused on having a good footprint of equipment, things for people to see. And this is a great facility here at the Oklahoma State Fair Park and the Bennett Event Center, where you've got just a huge layout indoors, and then we've got outdoor exhibits as well. So we're really eager to have a real solid farm show this week.
And, you know, I know that we've talked before about the Tulsa show is truly a little bit different than the Oklahoma City show as far as your clientele that are coming, as well as the exhibitors. They're obviously a little more skewed maybe towards some of the ranch-type settings. But you've got a nice mix. Oklahoma City gives you a really nice mix of both the cattle side of things as well as the crop side.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean the cattle side is definitely of interest here. We're getting a lot of folks coming in from western parts of Oklahoma, and we've got live cattle shoot demos here and a lot of great cattle equipment companies here. We've also got a lot of the farm machinery and tractors and a lot of that equipment here as well. So it's a great show. It's a good mix, and I think it's a good time of the year to come out. So we're real excited about the show this year.
This kind of come close to wrapping up your show season, quote-unquote show season. I guess you're hoping by next fall things will be a little more quote-unquote normal.
Yeah, well, you know, we are relieved to be kind of coming to an end of our show season, and just the fact that we had all things considered, we had a good show season. But we're eager to see things improve over the summer and get back to a more normal schedule and people feeling more comfortable attending and exhibiting at trade shows going forward. So we're crossing our fingers and hopeful that things really are on the upswing.
So as you've gone through this this pandemic season for you, what's been the mood of these farmers, ranchers that you've encountered? And a lot of cases, I'm sure you've had some conversations with a lot of these guys that have shown up.
Yeah, I think, you know, at our shows, the nice thing is that the market for agricultural goods has been quite good, been quite strong. And, you know, crop prices are up, you know, corn's up $5. And it's been up since January. So people are optimistic there. I think that people are doing a lot of business. And I think the exhibitors that are at the shows are happy to be there. The attendees that are at the shows are happy to be there. There are certainly people that just, for whatever reason, it doesn't work out to attend, and we respect that. But all things considered, I think the optimism that even just being here, when people are just excited to be getting back to what they consider a bit more of a normal routine.